Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Durham. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ed Durham. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting second. The third baseman, Bucky Walters. Batting third. The center fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Bob Seeds. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Pipgras. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, George Pipgras. And now, play ball. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas strikes out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress takes first base on ball four. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters strikes out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball four. Dykes moves to second. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is hit by the pitch. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Johnson moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Farrell moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. Farrell scores. Hoedap moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds strikes out. Two outs. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. Swanson hits a line drive towards short. Werber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber strikes out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-1 in the game. Walters hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cook for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seeds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hoedap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoedap is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hoedap hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0 for 1 in the game. Pipgras bunts towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. Jolly moves to second. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 2 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seed scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Swanson for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kress strikes out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 2 in the game. Walters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 2 in the game. Cook is hit by the pitch. Walters moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Walters scores. Cook moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Farrell bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Cook moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Cook scores. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling strikes out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-2 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0-for-1 in the game. Pipgras strikes out. Barry drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Pipgras out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb pinch hits for Ed Durham. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-3 in the game. Swanson hits a pop-up towards short. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Faber now pitching. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walters hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cook bunts in front of the plate. Barry fields it and throws to first for the out. Walters moves to second. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Walters scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kress moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.